Welcome to the Compass Podcast, where we strive to help you locate where you are in life,
present strategic possibilities for you to consider, and help you navigate through the obstacles by candid conversations,
inspiration, and relevant testimonials.
So let's take this journey together.
Welcome to the Compass Podcast.
I'm Juwan Conway.
And I'm Fatina Conway. Our purpose for this podcast is to help blended families navigate through the adjustments, embrace, and love the blend that you're in.
Yeah.
The blended family has become the norm.
That's so
true. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Some examples of blended families are biracial couples, couples who come together with children from previous relationships, grandparents raising grandchildren, older siblings raising younger siblings, foster parents, foster children, and even adoption. And, you know, some of the things that we see more and more now is adults caring for their aging parents.
Right.
So I would say no matter what blend you're in, it's possible to be successful to embrace that blend.
I love that. And I'm telling you, I am so excited about this podcast because I know it's going to help so many families. As you were going down the list, honey, I was just thinking again how many opportunities we've had and how many different blends we've had.
Yeah.
You know, over 27 years ago, when she finally said, "I do," y'all,
yeah,
we celebrated 27 years. I brought a daughter to the marriage. So that was our first blend. And then years ago, we had the honor of bringing our nieces and nephews into our home and blending in that regard as well.
Mm-hmm.
And even we had a slight time in our life where we had to take care of our aging mothers.
Yep.
So we have seen a lot of different blends. But throughout our podcast, We wanted to use this whole blend thing. So I know you're trying to figure out what is this blend thing. Everything is centered around the household appliance. That's right. The blender, the regular old kitchen blender. And that's our metaphor to help drive home the process that blending requires from each and every person. Because let me tell you, if you buy in, it's sure to pay off.
Yeah.
You gotta buy into this whole blending thing. And we all come into the relationship, whatever type of blend, we all come into it in one form. But if we commit, if we truly commit to the process,
we can come out smooth.
We come out smooth. And I'm telling you, and God is continuing to smooth us out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is continuing to smooth us out. So I'm excited about this podcast, and we want you to share it. We want you to like it. We
Definitely.
Need your comments. We want you to subscribe
mm-hmm.
because truly this is the new norm.
It is. It is. And we know that as you tune in and listen, you will find and see your blend, or you'll see yourselves and your scenario in the different situations and the experiences and life opportunities that we get to share with you throughout this podcast. So we're inviting you to take the journey with us. We will definitely have some moments where we will be able to reminisce
yes.
on the things that our blend has taught us.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully with that information, you will be able to take that info and be able to, you know, do whatever you need to do
yeah.
to make sure that your blend comes out smooth.
Right.
Because really, the real objective
yeah.
is that what we want you to walk away with is learning how to love the blend you're in.
I am so happy about that. And when you brought that phrase to me, being successful in the blend that you're in, to me, it just says that there's no perfect anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true.
And there's nothing perfect, but it can become beautiful.
Yes.
It can truly become beautiful if we do like that apple. You know, the whole apple is in the blend and the banana and whatever. If we're willing to endure becoming one.
Absolutely.
You yeah. know, in so many regards.
Yeah. The apple doesn't say, no, it's not my turn yet. You know, the banana doesn't say that. You know, they go in and they follow that process. And
right.
because of that whole process, the blender is able to do its part to make something beautiful. And I love what you said, honey, because it's true. It's not about perfection, but it's about the beauty of the whole thing. You know, that whole process. What do we learn from each other?
Right.
You know, because there's something to be learned in every scenario, every blend. And in that learning, in those steps of learning, in that process is where the beauty comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where you're able to learn how to embrace your differences and to be able to respect them at the same time. And the ultimate thing is to be able to come together, love the blend that you're in. Does that mean that you're going to always love each other 100%? No.
Right.
But ultimately being able to respect each other and say, you know what, regardless of whatever, we may not agree right now, but we love this blend that we're in.
We're going to commit to it.
And
if you are single, if you are a person who's saying, you know what, I just have my own idea of what family should look like, we really want you to take this journey with us, because sometimes I believe we have these non-negotiables in our own head, and it actually causes us to forfeit a beautiful blend.
Yes.
A beautiful blend. You know, there may be someone who says, you know what, I'm African American and I could never see myself blending with someone that's of a different race. Or I'm a single person and I don't have any children and I could never see myself blending with someone who has been divorced and have children or what have you. Let's take this journey and make sure you're not missing out on a beautiful opportunity.
That's so true, honey. And even for that listener that is currently in the midst of a blend and you're trying to figure out what the heck am I in? You know, we want to be able to help you to understand you're not crazy. You didn't make a big mistake.
That's so good.
It's a big, you know, it is a transition. Mm. We will not lie about that. It is a transition, but it can be smoother. It really can be a lot smoother than one could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, ultimately, we want to be able from that blend to make something that is worth being able to really talk about and help others, because that's really the goal.
It's the goal. And while you're sitting there talking, I was thinking about how there are some vegetables, and you know there's some vegetables that I don't really care for, and there's some things that I don't really care for, but how you have the ability.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to put in enough fruit in the blender of what I like.
Yep.
And then you can put the stuff in there that I may not like, but I need.
Yes. Yes.
And once the blender is done, I can enjoy the drink and still get the necessities that I need and the vitamins that I need.
Yeah.
And I think that's what relationship is all about.
That's what it's all about.
Don't get everything that just tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
There's some nutrients in every relationship that we need.
And I love that, because, you know, when we came into our second blend, I think there was a time in my life that I didn't think I needed it.
Mm.
I really didn't think that I needed it. And so you're right. Sometimes after being in a situation or that blend, so to speak, you realize that there are some things that are necessary. They're needed. And it helps to make you who you are. You know, and so I really want to hone in on that whole part about what's needed. Not always what we like, but what we need.
Come on. So I promise you, you definitely want to be connected. For those of you that know us, you think you know us.
Yeah.
But we are really going to go down some paths that you may not know about us. And for those of you that don't know us, I promise you, we're not making our story up.
Yeah.
It happened in real live time. And we just want you to be blessed. We want you to be inspired.
Yes.
We want you to be motivated.
Yes.
By it. And we definitely want you to respond. We definitely want feedback. And until next time,
love the blend you're in.